The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. Hello, everyone. Or good afternoon, depending where you're coming from, or even evening. Nice to be with you. I'm Francisco Gable, and I'm here in Berkeley, California. And I'm going to sit with you together here. And so let's just jump in and get started and do our meditation. Sometimes at the start of a meditation, it's a good idea to get aligned with kind of a north star, a north organizing star that's lighting us along the way, that's imbuing us with light. And for this meditation, let's make that north star be something like unshakable happiness or immaculate happiness. Why not? It's a good guiding light to point to happiness and joy, for the reason that it allows us, helps us to see and move through this path together, move through the pieces and parts of our minds and hearts. And it provides a resting place for the mind. It stabilizes the mind. If we have just a light general orientation toward some form of joy and happiness in this moment, sometimes if we sit with that, it helps us to find deeper levels of stillness and presence as we slowly and firmly and assuredly move through, see through, and breathe through all the different phenomena that come and present themselves. So to start this meditation, taking your meditation posture, however it is most comfortable and conducive to being alert and a little bit diligent with little zeal from joy, maybe. Closing your eyes if that feels good to you. And going in, and we're going to receive the touch of this body. It's just a general sensation of the body. Noticing the breath, such as it is. And noticing where it might be more comfortable to rest your attention in the cycle of the breath as it arises, as it's present, as it ends. Breathing, allowing breathing to happen all on its own. And almost as if you were being touched by a soft, delicate finger or a feather or something very comfortable and soothing. Let's receive some touch sense from this body. Turning our attention to the crown, relaxing as if we're just being touched. The ear lobes, the back of the neck, those occipital bones. Just receiving whatever's there. The chin and the chest bone. Feeling the touch of both shoulders. And those two bony things back there, the scapulas. Feeling them as if they're like two floating clouds, just floating. The touch of floating clouds behind our back. Continuing further down, feeling the belly button. Maybe just a gentle soothing touch that eases. And the bony sit bones. How might they feel more relaxing? The top of the thighs and the back of the thighs. And the top of the knees and the bottom of the knees, both of them. Like a gentle soothing feeling, receiving whatever's there or not. All along we breathe. Allow the breathing to just go in and out on its own, gently. Proceeding down to the shin bones, the bony front part, the calf muscles in the back of the shin bones, the top of the feet, and the soles of the feet. Relaxing, if it's possible, how it's possible, soothingly receiving. Any gentle waves of sensations. And if there are unpleasant sensations, noticing them, maybe saying without words, "Oh, it's okay, I care about you, it's okay, we're together here." And continuing with the rhythm of the breath. In, out. Air moving in, air moving out. Air persisting while it's present, and then exhaling, ending. Sometimes uncomfortable sensations just kind of evaporate away on their own. Sometimes they don't. And we just engage them with a caring, really, really soft awareness. letting them being here with all of this, all of these touches from the body all over. And to return to our intention of joy and happiness in this moment, receiving the overall well-being of the body, breathing, sensing, feeling. Noticing there's a joy of just simply the body being, nothing going on, no doing of any sort right now, for just a little bit, just breathing and sensing these soft touches, all the touches. Allowing them to settle, calming as much as is possible, but receiving that calm. Maybe at the end of every exhale, there's a little bit of calm to be noticed. Or at the beginning of an inhale that brings in wonderful air, there's a calming. This is joyful for the body to be seen. And it's mostly calmness. It's good to be touched by the body's sensations. And calming, relaxing, releasing. The mind can stabilize in this calm joy of the body, in its wellness, its well-being. And finally, to continue with the theme of joy and happiness, touching in on that happiness of the body and the mind, calming and stabilizing together, tuning in to that pleasant sensation of the mind, stable, calm, when it is, in the moments when it is. And with this same happiness of mind, resting on that, along with the breath, the in and the out, joining the two together to notice. It's like we're bolstered. Our noticing is bolstered with this soothing happiness in, out. And we can observe the other things that keep arising from that point, from the whole space of the body and the mind, in joy and calm and stability. We can observe the many trains of different appearances of thinking. And from that vantage point, you can let them just be there, maybe observing them gently, caringly, joyfully, saying, "Oh, how interesting." Let them play along. Perhaps resting on a foundation of happiness and joy embodied. Continually being touched by that touch of the body in its many, many, many sensations of goodness. Let's practice this way for the time that remains. being touched by the touch of the body's sensations. Being touched emotionally in the heart, that word touched by so many sensations through the in and out of the breath. The body's natural joyfulness and all its wellness, full of well-being, are those touches of life moving through, coursing through. Knowing the pleasant feeling of a mind that's resting within this joyful stability of body. Letting yourself be touched by that mind, happiness, that pleasant feeling of mind.